Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour of the Clay and Buck Show gets going right now, everybody. Clay out today with fam. I am solo. This is Buck, and I saw it break last night. It was not a surprise that the Trump Organization has been found guilty of a bunch of financial improprieties or something. All right, let's talk about this. Understand, it's the Trump Organization that has been found guilty, right? So the company, the district attorney in New York, Alvin Bragg, is very pleased with himself over this. Remember, it's impossible really to keep track, unless this is your full-time job, to keep track of the various ways in which they are waging lawfare against Donald Trump. Right? They're never going to let it go. There's the Mar-a-Lago probe. There's the Trump Organization. Well, I guess they just got their conviction, but that was going on. There's the Georgia election thing that they're talking about. There's the insurrection. There's obstruction. It's just endless, endless. And they will not leave him alone because it's not enough for them to have prevented him from being president for four more years. They want to stop him from running this time around. And they also want to destroy and dismantle his movement. And honestly, to undermine and banish to the degree they can his family from public life, too. The Trump name itself. And in this New York Times piece, you get a sense as to what really comes out of all this. It is a big nothing burger, folks. It really is. What's interesting to me about this, or noteworthy, isn't that there is a conviction of the Trump Organization. It's just what a bunch of maniacs the Democrats are when it comes to anything still to this day involving Donald Trump. They simply will not stop. They will not let this go. They will not allow him to just live life. I know he's now a Republican nominee, or I should say a Republican contender for the nomination. He's announced. Fine. He's formally announced. But they were doing this before that. And it's only going to intensify. So while he was technically in private life, and they're only going to intensify these efforts. First off, here is Alvin Bragg. I find this particularly galling because New York City has not turned around the crime wave. New York is still much more, you know, people talk about that. They'll talk about the murder rate and serious crimes, of course. And that's one, those are the most serious crimes we all know, but also it's really meant to be an indicator of overall safety and the realities of crime and the law enforcement system on the streets of New York. And it's bad across the board. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where we are getting used to, New Yorkers are getting used to a new normal in which there's low-level crime everywhere, there's theft constantly, and then there's also a higher level of violent crime and homicides than we've seen in a long time. That should be the thing that is the focus of the district attorney in New York. No question about it. And it's really one of the things that makes me sad about Lee Zeldin coming close but not quite winning the governor's race in New York. Although those Long Island congressional seats were critical. And we did pick those up. And Lee did run a very sound campaign. You know, he was just trying to take a big W, take a big win right in the Democrats' backyard. It's not easy to do that. Not easy to do that in New York in the current climate. The electoral map is very, very challenging. But I think Zeldin did a really good job. And he was going to fire Alvin Bragg on day one. And that would have really sent a message, because Bragg is somebody who came into office. And what was the first thing he wanted to establish for everybody? Yeah, we're just not going to prosecute people for the following things. And he listed a bunch of crimes, including like armed robbery. Serious stuff. Because, well, we're not going to have a carceral sentence for the first time for armed robbery, depending on the circumstances, you know, yada, yada. Remember this. All of the talk the Democrats have about gun control. And it's really, they want to take AR-15s out of the hands. That's first and foremost what they want. They want to take away the AR-15s of completely law-abiding Americans who believe in the Second Amendment. The people that carry handguns illegally in the streets of our cities for illegal usage, Democrats don't want to prosecute those people. They want to get out of as many of those prosecutions as they can. You're in a gang, you sell drugs, and you carry a handgun? Whoa, let's not get too aggressive with that gun control stuff. Got to give you another chance and another one and another one. Oh, but you want to be able to own an AR-15 and put a foregrip on it? Oh, no. Weapons of war. That's what they always say. It's outrageous. They're unserious. Although they're intellectually unserious. Unfortunately, they're very serious about how they want to destroy the country. Here's Alvin Bragg. He's done a terrible job on crime in New York. He is just a failure at the job. And Mayor Eric Adams is a failure so far as well. He has been pretty awful. I think he is just not a very competent person in the role of mayor. I just don't think he has a lot of ability or skill. So with him, it's less ideological malevolence than say, I mean, de Blasio was smart enough to know what he was doing, but enough of a leftist true believer that he figured, well, this is what we have to do. This is how we're going to, if this is the price that we pay in New York to ruin that city, it's worth it because, you know, equity, social justice, whatever. Whatever it was. Here's Alvin Bragg, though, back on the Trump Organization conviction. I mean, are they going to lock up? Are they going to take a little Trump sign and lock it up somewhere? Take that, Trump Organization. We got a sign that we're going to keep locked away in a closet somewhere. Teach that Trump Organization a lesson. Anyway, here's Alvin Bragg on the conviction that he got. Play 23.
It's consequential. You have the namesake company of a former president of the United States held accountable by a jury by way of a criminal conviction. So it does, I think, underscore that, you know, one standard for corporations in Manhattan. And then when we look at the conduct here, you know, it's tax fraud, but really it's cheating, it's lying, it's greed. You know, it's what the great prosecutors I work with said in court. And, you know, that kind of conduct stretched out over 13 years. You know, we're not going to tolerate that in Manhattan.
I just want to point out that Sam Bankman-Fried, who Elon Musk says gave $1 billion to Democrat interests, not the officially recognized on donation forms for political purposes, $40 million he gave to different Democrats. But Sam Bankman-Fried, Elon Musk, who knows this stuff well, says gave a whole lot more than that. He certainly gave a lot of money to different news organizations and left wing advocacy groups. Somehow that guy is still sitting around in the Bahamas giving interviews from his $40 million penthouse where he was living a polyamorous vegan lifestyle. And he gives interviews. He goes,
well, I didn't really mean for everybody to lose all their money. I mean, I just, you know, I was trying to do my best to save the climate, and I was trying to do my best to just end all the world's problems.
That guy has made billions of dollars effectively evaporate. And people are saying he was running a giant Ponzi scheme. But he paid off the right people. He danced to the required tune. He said the things you're supposed to say as a leftist. So there's no animosity toward him from the media. In fact, they're still trying to rehabilitate his image. Oh, maybe he'll turn it all around. Maybe. No, he won't, by the way. He's not turning it all around. There's no turning it around. But he hasn't been indicted. And how many investigations have they had of Trump of all different kinds? And here they bring it. They bring it in New York. Remember, the forum really matters. They bring this criminal indictment of the Trump Organization, and they get it. And you know what? The total penalty that the Trump Organization may face because it's such a serious crime. Oh, felons! They're awful. They're terrible. All this stuff.
Not like the guy who's going to save the planet, but his billions and billions of dollars. It's going to get everybody to just do all the good things, none of the bad things, but just give me all your money. Trust me. I went to MIT.
That guy, it's fine. Trump is obviously worse than Hitler, all the crazy stuff that they say. You sit here, though, and you wonder, you say, well, how much can they possibly pay in a fine? $1.6 million. That is the maximum fine the Trump Organization, based on this criminal conviction, may have to pay. The Trump Organization in a good year brings in hundreds of millions in revenue. This is the equivalent of like an organization getting a speeding ticket in terms of the actual financial cost. Not going to do anything. But you know what this really is? It's just the politics of a conviction against something with Trump's name on it. And remember, it's the entity. It's the corporate entity. It's not even Donald Trump. It is the corporate entity that he created or that carries his name. That's what they're bringing charges against now. This is why when I say it, it's like, I think it was, wasn't it in Iraq when the Saddam statues came down and people were taking their shoes and hitting the Saddam statue? You really get the sense that the libs want to tear down some Trump Tower signs and things like that and start hitting them with their shoes to show how much they hate him. And as you know, they've actually taken off a number of structures. They've taken the Trump name, literally taken the Trump name off of the building because this is what Trump derangement syndrome does to people. And I think that for a lot of leftists who are emotionally unstable, who are deeply unhappy, they need this sense of Trump the villain in their lives. And CNN feeds it to them and the New York Times feeds it to them. They need to feel like there's this dark, ominous force of Donald Trump who is a threat to the country and perhaps even the whole world because he's going to start a nuclear war. The guy who didn't start a war, the first president in my lifetime not to start a war. And he's the guy they were saying was going to start a nuclear war, of course. But they don't know how to fill this with somebody else. Yeah, they may try. They're going to say other Republicans are just as awful in the future at some point. Remember, Trump could only have at best one more term, right? So at some point they will have to move along to another Republican, and they will, but it won't have the same bite, the same impact. I will say this though, there's a lesson that comes out of all this. Look at the way they play the game. And I don't know what the answer is as to how the right can really respond to this. But there's a total relentless, shameless, all of the above, anything and everything to get him approach that they take. And they're unified on it, and they collaborate, they collude, whether it's the Democrat apparatus, the different prosecutors' offices, the DOJ, that just go down the list. They're all working together to do everything they can to get this guy. It doesn't matter how obvious it is this is political targeting. It doesn't matter what this does to the institutions that these individuals say they care so much about. And I'm just saying, I don't know how we can match their ideological ferocity, because there's something deeply wrong with the libs who really believe, who walk around, these leftists who believe that if only we could get Donald Trump, everything would be so much better in life. If only they could finally arrest him and everything else. No, no, that wouldn't actually make them feel whole. But they don't know that. And the New York Times certainly doesn't want them to figure that out. It's going to be bad for business. Something else that's going on right now that is a really important fight is the fight to save unborn babies. That's why you need to know about the Preborn Pregnancy Clinics. Preborn is a nonprofit organization that has been helping to save babies' lives for over 16 years. Their mission is simple: rescue babies from abortion. Every day, Preborn rescues 150 babies' lives. How do they do this? Through the gift of an ultrasound with an expectant mom making the biggest decision of her life. When that mother, considering abortion, hears that heartbeat, sees that precious life, the majority of the time, she will choose life. Will you please join the fight, you, the pro-life community, and help with a donation? Any amount will help. And if you have the means, consider a leadership gift. Look, one ultrasound costs $28. You could save a life with that $28 donation. And it's matched, by the way, so it's actually going to be a $56 donation if you can donate $28. But there's somebody out there right now who knows that they have it in them, they have the means to take a leadership role in this fight. A $7,500 donation will be matched with another $7,500, which would pay for an entire ultrasound machine, which could provide thousands of ultrasound experiences for expectant mothers and save thousands of babies' lives. These gifts are tax deductible. You could give a gift of any size today, $28, $7,500, anything in between, whatever you can spare. The pro-life community needs to step up and help Preborn save babies' lives. Right now, from your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's #250 and say baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So what exactly happened in Georgia? We know that Raphael Warnock won, which is disappointing, obviously. It's pretty close, but sure enough, Warnock was able to win a 6-year term to the Senate. I thought this was interesting, Chuck Schumer, because I may have underestimated this in the process of trying to move that 1% of voters in the middle that determine these races, that the constant propaganda of the January 6 hearings, to me, it's all so preposterous, so just patently a distraction and ridiculous, but Chuck Schumer here saying, oh, he thinks that the January 6 hearings had an impact, and in fact, specifically on the Georgia Senate election. Play clip 8.
There were the January 6 hearings. I think they had an important effect because people didn't just read about something that happened once, but every night they saw on TV these hooligans, these insurrectionists being violent, beating up police officers.
Interesting, isn't it? Hooligans being violent, beating up police officers. But the only videos of that you see are from January 6th on all these networks. We had months of riots in 2020. Months of rioting. We had riots where there had to be tear gas at the White House. While the president was home with his family, tear gas deployed. Right? You had to clear out Lafayette Square right next to the White House in D.C. Then there's no talk about any of that. No hearings on that. There's no, oh, we need to remind people with constant visualizations of things burning, neighborhoods in chaos and disarray. No, of course not. No, of course not. The propaganda and the ability to just have this stuff blasted out from all the different networks. I mean, the fact that they covered it was super boring, but maybe it did have, and we learned nothing new. There was no purpose other than this, but looks like it might have worked. I don't know. It's tough to say. There's a lot of things you can talk about. Oh, well, what about the Dobbs decision from the Supreme Court? And what about election 2020 talk? Or what? There's a lot of things. You've got to look at where it may be. But it's not a fair game, folks. That's what we have to remember. They can decide something. They can take something out of context. In fact, they do this constantly. Take an issue out of context and just through sheer force of repetition and really force feeding it to the American people, they can sometimes have an impact, one that we have to be aware of for elections. Rising inflation, a volatile stock market wreaking havoc on retirement accounts. Until economic uncertainty turns around, Phoenix Capital Group suggests you diversify your investments. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. with current yields ranging from 8% to 11% APY paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings, and they're open to all investors with annual interest paid monthly. Phoenix Capital Group offers live webinars to learn about Phoenix's business structure, ways they can offer security for the offerings, risks, and their financials. They host live Q&As where they'll answer all your questions. Sign up at investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. Investment in bonds has a certain degree of risk. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Sign up today at investingwithphx.com. That's investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. Again, that website is investingwithphx.com or call this phone number 323-PHOENIX. We got Dr. Marty McCary with us now of Johns Hopkins University Medical School. He's been such an important voice of sanity on COVID policies and all the rest of it. Dr. McCary, appreciate you coming back.
Good to be with you, Buck.
Let's start with long COVID, because there's been some reports out recently of, hey, maybe long COVID, not really what we thought it was, but I've also seen some people suggesting not even really a thing. What do we know?
Well, people do get fatigued and feel a little tired weeks after they're sick, no matter what they're sick with. And what we're learning is that long COVID does not happen in 20% of everybody with COVID, as the CDC warns us. But a study from the UK found it's about 3% of people when you look 12 weeks after they were sick. And another study that just came out found that if you came in with some upper respiratory infection like the flu or RSV, that you had the same rate of long-haul symptoms 3 months out as you did from COVID. So it tells us that this giant COVID industrial complex is something that the CDC and NIH are fixated on, but it may be in part the medicalization of ordinary life. Now, we know you can lose your sense of smell a little bit longer, and we know some people get brain fog unique to COVID, but it's not like lightning that strikes people at a rate of 1 in 5 Americans, like the CDC says.
So definitely exaggerated, and also more in line with what people would see in other respiratory infections as well, right? So if you get a really bad case of flu, you might have some lingering symptoms. Dr. McCary, I also want to ask you about the Princeton University study that is getting a fair amount of attention right now on masking. First of all, is this a really good and serious and honest study, and what does it tell us?
Yeah, it's a pretty good study. It basically says that when you're dealing with highly contagious viruses like COVID, that all the mitigation is basically postponing the inevitable. Now, maybe that made sense for a little bit when hospitals were overrun, but at this point, it's basically telling us that you can do everything you want and you're going to get COVID at some point in your lifetime. And that study did not even factor in something we call immunity debt, which means when your immune system is sheltered from being in lockdown and being isolated and wearing a mask, you're more susceptible. That's the theory of immunity debt. And that's why many people think we've got this massive epidemic of flu and RSV going on right now.
Yeah. So can you explain more on this one? You know, even my family in New York has gone through what feels like a few rounds. They've got there's a grandchild involved. My parents are elderly, and everyone's been getting sick multiple times this fall and going into winter, all with upper respiratory infections. What is this immunity debt concept again?
So the immunity debt concept says that when you're normally living your life, your body and immune system are exposed to low levels of viruses, and you build up some immunity, even though you're not really sick or you have a minimal illness. You get kind of a transient infection. You hear people say that their wife was sick, but they never got sick. Well, your immune system, though, did get beefed up a little bit because it was around it. So when you put people in lockdowns and isolate them and, you know, shut kids out of school and put them all in masks, their immune system is not exposed to that low-level pathogen exposure. And the idea is the immune system weakens. And then when a virus really crops up, like it is right now with flu and RSV, they get hit really hard.
Speaking to Dr. Marty McCary of Johns Hopkins University Medical Center. And Dr. McCary, the vaccine side effects that we for a long time, and this brings in the social media discussion, I think, as well. You weren't allowed to talk about vaccine side effects, to share data, certainly not to share personal anecdotes about any believed vaccine side effects that a person may have had. What do we know about the vaccines and side effect profiles that they have now that we're more able to have that discussion and have more data than ever before?
Well, we're learning a lot more. And one of those studies that is telling us what we've been missing has been from Germany, where they actually looked at people who died suddenly immediately after the vaccine. And in five autopsies, they found that the vaccine was the definitive cause of the death. These were people who didn't come to a hospital. They were found dead. And it tells us that dying from the vaccine is a real confirmed thing. Now, it's rare. If you're super high risk and, you know, you have not had COVID in the past, it's worth it to get the vaccine to lower that risk. But when you're talking about a healthy child or a 25-year-old athlete, that's when the risk-benefit ratio is really in question. Now, public health officials say, don't look at these nuances. Stop asking questions. Just everybody get it. We have to have a simple message in order for the dumb public to understand. That's literally what they said, and I documented it in a piece titled Why America Doesn't Trust the CDC and Newsweek. That's their philosophy. It's very paternalistic. But the reality
is there anything, by the way, that makes you think that the CDC is going to get better? Is there any reason to believe that there'll be any effort to actually improve things?
I think it's going to get worse because a lot of people in Washington are using their only solution to every problem, and that is give them more money, build up the bureaucracy. For example, the CDC has had a Center for Data Forecasting, and then they added a whole nother Center for Data Forecasting, bringing in some big name people. So now we have two centers for data forecasting. They totally missed monkeypox. They totally missed RSV and the flu that are overrunning hospitals right now. So what do we do? Make a third center for data forecasting? I mean, this is the absurdity of throwing money at the CDC, which, by the way, could not even come up with a COVID tracker. It was one Johns Hopkins grad student who came up with the Johns Hopkins tracker at our university that did more work than 21,000 employees at the CDC.
What is the sense within the medical community in your mind right now that there should be some real introspection about groupthink, about policy failures, getting things so wrong so many times over a 2-year long period? And you know, what is it going to take for people to feel like they can walk around and no longer be in the grip? You know, some people walk around, they're still in the grip of fear with regard to COVID because their doctors are telling them to still be scared.
Well, doctors themselves are scared. They're worried about their promotions. They're worried about their NIH funding. They're worried about being seen as a pariah. You know, a bunch of us don't care. I don't care. I don't care if I get fired. I believe in speaking truth. Life is short. I've taken care of enough people at the end of life to know you got to speak your mind. But a lot of doctors reach out to me and they say, gosh, everything you're saying, I agree with, but I can't say anything. I'll get in trouble. My communications department will hound me. My professional society will expel me. The California Department of Health is taking away licenses if somebody disagrees with them. So unfortunately, I don't see how we're going to challenge the groupthink unless more doctors just speak openly and honestly.
Dr. McCary, where can folks read your work again?
I post my pieces on Twitter, and the piece in Newsweek is titled Why America Does Not Trust the CDC.
Dr. McCary, always appreciate you being with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Buck.
It is really shocking that we're still in this place, that we have to have these very basic conversations about COVID and all the rest of it. But what we've said, one thing that's very clear, what we've said all along here about masking is, so when you don't mask, you get COVID. So even if you think masking works, when you're masking, you're not going to mask forever. So what really is the point? And cloth masks don't work, which the CDC has even admitted. You know, there are going to be long lines this time of year at the post office. There's often a line at your local UPS store as well. Packages are being shipped, and no one knows that better than you, the operator of a retail business or an online store. Take a different approach and set yourself up with Stamps.com. This is the website that sets you up with 24/7 access to both the post office and UPS systems. In 10 minutes time today, you can set yourself up and be printing postage labels or requesting UPS service to pick up your packages. This really is the definition of a stress-free solution for every small business. Use the Stamps.com website to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer, and you've got that. When you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard in less than a minute's time. Shipping rates are constantly changing. Stamps.com has a program called Switch and Save. You can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. Save time, save money, and put more of your focus on selling gifts this holiday season. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code CLAYANDBUCK for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts to sign. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code CLAYANDBUCK. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Closing up shop here on the Clay and Buck Show. Thanks for rolling with me today. I was obviously in solo as Clay is just out doing some family stuff today, spending some time with the fam. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll be here together with all of you across the country. So appreciate you rolling with. I'll actually be out on Friday. I'm doing a range day. I'm going to be shooting. I'm going to be shooting some AR-15s, among other things. So I'm joining with some friends. A day off. Wow, I can't remember the last time I just took a day off. But that's what I'll be on Friday. Looking forward to having some downtime. I will miss all of you, though. And to that end, I will continue with a Buck Sexton podcast later on today. It's a short 20, 25 minutes of things I didn't really get to here. And that's always fun. Please subscribe to it. Check it out. The Buck Sexton Show podcast Also, bucksexton.com is a website. That's a thing. So there you go. And we have some calls I wanted to get to. George in DeLand, Florida. George, what do you got for me, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about quickly about Elon Musk buying Twitter. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I apologize for Sam Colt, but I like to say that God created man, and Elon Musk made them equal, because what he did by acquiring Twitter this year, he has leveled some of the playing field. I talked to Rush Limbaugh about 5 years ago and asked him a very important question about what the mainstream media, the effect on the mainstream media on the American people before conservative radio came along. And he said that they had a monopoly. And what this monopoly did, it does two things. It gives them a chance to choose what to report and what to ignore. And when Rush Limbaugh on August 1st, 1988, was the first assault on this monopoly, then new conservative radio programs came along, and there became a full-fledged alternative to this monopoly. And the alternative did was awaken the American people that are not being fairly represented in the news. And it gave the people power to the confidence and the power to be involved in politics. And in the last 3 or 4 years, the unelected bureaucracy of the liberal left basically embedded themselves in the unelected bureaucracy through Twitter and Facebook and silenced these people. And if Elon Musk is true to his word, I think, again, in the next year or so, we're going to have another awakening of almost a level playing field. Well, so
let me ask you, George, do you have any? Are you going to get on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I am on Twitter.
There we go.
I've been on 4 or 5 years, but I've noticed the last three or four years, I've used this little bit of throttle. So I'm someone who likes life affirming options. I'm an activist for that, but I noticed when I tweet about 4 or 5 years ago, I'd get a lot more impact in the last.
Oh yeah, George,
years.
We've all been. I mean, there's the amount of shadow banning that has gone on. I think is going to blow people's minds when they eventually see it. Thank you, George, for calling in. Yeah, obviously, Rush was the initial break in the wall of left wing media dominance. And then later on, you had the establishment of Fox News, which brought it to the brought a TV component to our ability to get both sides of the argument out there much more. So, yeah, that's very, very astute observations. Thank you. William in Mississippi has some thoughts on the Georgia election. What have you got for me, William?
Well, Buck, I appreciate it. I think that one of the things that's getting lost is there were 8 statewide elected positions available in Georgia. 7 of the 8 went Republican. The problem wasn't some special Democratic machine. They even had a very popular Democratic candidate that was well-funded that barely got within 10 points of the governor. The Republicans are going to have to remember the party just doesn't vote. They won't hold their nose and vote for anybody like Democrats tend to. And we've also got to figure out that the direction of the Republican Party needs to be led from the governor's level up, not from the national level down. And I think we'd probably have better results across the board.
William, appreciate you calling in. Thank you for that. And it is true that Republicans did very well in Georgia overall. They won 7 out of 8 of the elections there. And so what was the difference? Why was this different? There's a lot of it's interesting. People yell, I know the answer. And I have a lot of people yelling a lot of different answers at me, which I think is very interesting. So I need to get greater clarity, really, on what happened here. I do think Herschel Walker as a candidate he didn't win. Why didn't he win? Well, that's part of the after action report we have to do. And I think that's goes into the candidates matter file. And that's certainly the case. Trucker Jim is on the road. He wants to call in and tell us what's going on. Hey, Trucker Jim.
Hey, Buck, thanks for taking my call. Hey, make it brief. On the I don't want to do business with you issue, I remember I'm 60, and growing up, there was always a sign somewhere when you walked in, you could see it. It said, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And there was never a reason given. You don't have to give a reason. The minute you give a reason, you open it up to what we have now.
Yeah, I've seen those similar signs in the past. Jim, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, the left wants it to be political fighting always, everywhere, in all places, at all times. And that's in sports, in Hollywood, in your day-to-day lives, and everything. So get ready for that. And get ready for tomorrow, because Clay and Buck Show will be rocking right here, as always. Please subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast if you haven't already on the iHeart app, a great place to go. Talk to you soon, everybody. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.